This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
76.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I tell you. I see wannabe historians and people that don't understand the deeper meanings of the world and the waters in which we stare. The ether. They say, 1776, that's the Illuminati founded in Ingolstadt University in Bavaria by Adam Weishaupt. Alex Jones is programming us for the Illuminati. The Illuminati was created as a counterfeit to operations launched a decade before in the United States by the real Illuminati. And I'm not even saying the real Illuminati was overall good, but it just meant illuminate, bring light into the world. They believed they were esoteric Christians. And not hidden as in the occult on purpose, but hidden because they were persecuted. The New Atlantis. But people don't even know where they're coming from or who they are. They're a counterfeit. Just like Gary Johnson's a counterfeit libertarian sent to stop Trump. Is Trump perfect? No, he's imperfect in many ways. But it's his imperfection that makes him so perfect against the enemy, because he literally cannot be intimidated, cannot be bought, cannot be pushed around, and has a giant bull-like doggedness. The guy is a bull. A bull. A bull. Full of stamina. Contrast that to the stuttering crazy. I mean, Bill Clinton's literally chewing on his tongue and la-la landing now. We can show some of that video without audio, because there's no point without the audio. Chewing on his, I mean, he's doing mental patient stuff. Her and Hillary. Hillary and him constantly are whack jobbing out. These are mental patients. It's all a big joke to them. They're on drugs constantly. And all they've got is the power they're holding on to defend themselves and protect themselves and their criminal enterprises and the horrible traitor media, the dishonest, discredited, sad, loathsome, embarrassing, sickening, fetid, hateful confederates that they have working for them, who are gone. They're over. They are things of the past. You ask why CNN and everybody have gotten rid of MSNBC and everybody of even info babes that would give them ratings or just real reporters. Because a real reporter, a man that comes off as strong and whatever, you know, I'd be some liberal, but then he'd be against the war and against the stuff they were doing. They can't even get a Dan Rather these days. They just have a bunch of known politicos from the Democratic Party working for them. And they don't think we don't see it already, and now we have the WikiLeaks. And here's the big one. It's all big, but this is really big. WikiLeaks says they're going to keep releasing stuff right through the year and right now into next year. It's not going to stop. And there was a lot of stuff in there so horrible that WikiLeaks has some pro-government people in it who believe it could be used for good, that they didn't want to have to bring all this out. Plus, this is dangerous stuff. I mean, the globalists will try to kill them. But now they have nothing to lose, and there's kind of a death battle stare in Assange's eyes now. I can tell he has been changed by all this and has really done some amazing things. In fact, I'm embarrassed I've attacked him, saying release more stuff in my rage, because he really is a hero. I mean, who is the man of the year? And it's not about the credit. The man of the year really should be Donald Trump. It was Putin last year for saying no to the globals. It is Donald Trump. But if you had to say, like, you know, who are the five men of the year? It had to be Nigel Farage. It had to be the folks at WikiLeaks. It would have to be people like Matt Drudge. It's all of those folks. James O'Keefe, everybody. But really, it's just the people. It's the real press and the real resistance and just common sense, like coming up out of the water to get air. coming to the surface and getting that delicious air in our lungs, sitting back and realizing this is a purging we're going through, like vomiting poison out. And Trump is just one wretch as we try to get it out.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All the waiting is over. The time for preparation has passed. The battle is now. The fight for not just U.S. sovereignty, but national sovereignty and human sovereignty against the scientific dictatorship of the New World Order. And Donald Trump is our figurehead in the fight for Americanism, not globalism. It's now Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And you're listening to InfoWars.com continual live coverage. We are now into hour number two of the regular transmission on this Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. Hard to believe we're here. But we're now into hour what? So we've gone 24 hours and another hour. We're into hour 25, 26. We're going to be here for at least 52 hours right through tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then we're back at night, InfoWars Nightly News. If Trump wins, somehow able to stop the fraud, stop the machines, stop the fake polls, then we know Soros has already prepared and activated, and the media has said, the proper thing, Newsweek said, it's time to riot. Time Magazine has said, it's time to go out. They've got the college-trained Soros people going and saying, deck the halls with dead cops. We're looking at that. But if they steal it from Trump, will a false flag to further demonize the, quote, alt-right that Hillary says must be banned, must be repudiated, which is just the return of nationalism and common sense. They call that the alt-right, and then we use her definitions because she's God. See how that works? Their reality, Obamacare is free. It isn't. We're the alt-right. We're not. They call us that. We're just patriots. They tell you the Tea Party's racist. So if you have melanin in your skin, you don't feel like you're able to own a gun or have private property because you're not part of that racist club that has that. They know how to trick you into being a slave. Now, coming up, we're also going to talk about the fact that Homeland Security says that Russian hack attacks are imminent. They've been involved with no evidence, they say. They don't say what intelligence chief is saying. This is just from the Democrats. And that Trump's working with them. So if Trump wins, he stole it. And they may have to, you know, contest it. But the worst thing you can do is contest an election. If Trump thinks there's a fraud, it doesn't exist, he's insane. But the Russians are involved. If he wins, we've got to contest it. And so Homeland Security is on standby. They've got the organization of the OECD and its protective unit, intelligence unit, super secretive organization that set up the modern Europe with this organization of a security partnership overseeing things for us. I mean, this is an incredible time. And the communist Chinese that own the majority of our debt, they're buying up all six of the Hollywood studios and telling us, sit down and shut up. We'll tell you what you can say, what you can do. And they censored Michael Savage's last book where it wasn't even allowed to be sold in stores. Not the one about scorched earth, the one before about the Chinese. We have the OSCE boost number monitoring U.S. election. There it is, CNN. And the U.N.'s there overseeing with the EU Donald Trump voting. Well, thank God they're watching that risky agent. And we've got impartial election observer tweet support for Hillary. Now I want to get our next guest on for a full hour tomorrow because there's so much to cover. We have Ron Paul coming up at the bottom of the hour, former Congressman Gerald Celente, Leanne McAdoo. We've got everybody from Mark Dice to you name it coming on in the next 24 hours. There's a list at Infowars.com/show or Infowars.com/election. That has the same video and audio feeds and podcasts and free Droid apps and Infowars apps and things like that. But the election area will also have numbers and more as they come out this evening. But watch for early projections. That's when the steel comes in, and we see the media pre-preparing this right now. So we've got a lot of big guests coming up that you definitely do not want to miss, from John Rappaport to Dinesh D'Souza, to Wayne Madsen, Lionel, Bev Harris, Gavin McInnes, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and so many more. But joining us just until the bottom of the hour is Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. He's an author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, and really has predicted and is a great source a lot of what we're facing, what we're dealing with. We have foreign banks openly running the media, openly at war with the people, but they have no credibility. So we reach this paradox where the people are awake, where InfoWars has been as big as a lot of these channels for a while, but now with the election, we're way bigger than CNN. That's admitted, even the Washington Post. Way bigger than them. I mean, they're freaking out, folks. 18 million as of this morning since we started yesterday. If you count up the 6, 7, 8 million on one Facebook and 3 million more on another Facebook and 4 or 5 million on YouTube and then our own feeds and then just videos people are watching, not audio feeds, not radio stations, not the 3 or 4 million that always tuned in. Took me 20 years to get that many listeners. Now, it's not the million or two visitors InfoWars gets every day. Now, it's just exponential, and it's not going to go away after the election. That's why they have to try to shut us down. But shut down something that's so popular? And again, InfoWars is big, but overall is a small part of the thousands of sites and thousands of people of every race, color, and creed just in the U.S. alone speaking up. And then Matt Drudge, overall traffic, and being able to put topics out there bigger than InfoWars. DrudgeReport.com. This is our media. This is our victory. This is how we've done this. They may steal the election, but it's a Pyrrhic victory. And I'm not preparing you for a loss. Trump has won. Trump is dominating in every major, even skewed poll in battleground states. The insiders, man, they are panicking. But can they rip him off? Well, he's going to challenge it like he did the primaries. Well, they said, we don't care if he got double everybody else. We're not giving it to him. He said, okay, I'm going to sue. He began the lawsuits. They had to back off. He will fight for it. So to go over this calculus, Matt Bracken joins us in the next 15 minutes. And again, I want to get you back up for a full hour this week to break down the aftermath. But I want to get just a prelude of what you're seeing right now.
Well, it really is. I always go back to this. It really is a battle for our minds. And the media is the, you know, the overt, above-the-surface part of this battle. Clearly, the new media, alt media, is winning. But something to be careful of next year, especially if Hillary wins, you know, the reason that Obama gave the keys to the Internet away to the UN is so that regardless of our First Amendment or what the Supreme Court says, the UN is going to be in a position to pull the plug on your show as a hate site.
And they're going to start a big war to sell that. In fact, the new Soros emails actually say that. They say we're going to shut the alt-right down next year with the UN. That's official. Yeah.
They need to do that. The game plan is Venezuela. You know, Chavez won an election the first time. After that, he started stuffing the judiciary, adding members to Congress so that he could pass his own laws. And then they went after the heads of the conservative opposition media. Some of them were arrested for bogus, like embezzlement type of charges, sex charges. But one by one, they picked off all of the opposition media until there was no opposition media left in Venezuela.
That's right. So we're literally about to see the fall of the republic into absolute despotism. I mean, this is so huge.
But the thing is that's different here. And I write about this in some of my short stories, like what I saw at the coup. If next year, for example, the only media left is like, you know, CNN, then the talking heads, the lying talking heads on CNN are going to be just enemy targets to the freedom lovers that aren't just going to quietly knuckle under.
Yeah, that's right. It's not going to just be people screaming. It's not going to be just people yelling, you're a traitor, you're scum. It's going to be no financial support, pure hatred. They will be seen as the actual occupying army they are.
That's right. And they can live in a gated community and they can send their servants out for food, but it's not going to be much of a life, especially when they have to move on to military bases, because they won't even be safe on military bases unless they get rid of the military. That's going to be hard to do.
And by the way, we're not shooting our mouths off. You studied history. Explain this to them, what they've signed on to. They've signed on to actually occupy the U.S., and when you start arresting the Patriot leaders, the gloves come off, dumbasses.
Right. When this, for example, when sites like Breitbart, Drudge, and InfoWars, when these sites go down, that'll be a declaration of war. That will be our Fort Sumter moment. There's no question about it. And there's a reason why people are taking all these tactical courses. There's a reason why AR-15s and bigger weapons are flying off the shelves. You know, there's a reason why people that are never going to hunt an elk in their life buy a .338 Lapua that can fire, you know, a round that'll hit past 1,000 yards. Yeah, there's a reason, and it's not for hunting eastern white-tailed deer, believe me.
In fact, they say the all-time records of 2 years ago have been broken again, millions of firearms a month pouring off shelves.
Right. This is preparation for a potential civil war. In fact, we're already in the civil war. Pajenik. How do you pronounce the name?
Pajenik.
It's a hard C, Pajenik.
Pajenik.
The way that I look at it, since watching his coup videos and seeing him in other media, what we're looking at below the surface, it's sort of like a blackwater swamp or creek. And every once in a while, you see a shark fin or an alligator tail splash out of the water. Underneath the surface, there is already a brutal civil war being fought. It's being fought by the rank and file honorable FBI special agents, the ones who believe their oath, that do believe in fidelity, bravery, and integrity, against the stooges and goons like Comey. I'd like to mention in a little time here, people need to not just take these stooges at face value. Comey is a bought and paid for political hatchet man. He alternated his career, like Loretta Lynch, his career alternated between being a U.S. attorney and then getting these plum jobs. You just happen to get a job. It's not a bribe, because you had a job where you're the chief counsel of the world's biggest hedge fund, or you're the chief counsel of Lockheed Martin, and you're paid tens of millions of dollars to go along and get along and be a team player. Then they rotate you up to being a U.S. attorney or the head of the FBI, and they've already bought you. There's no question in my mind, a guy like Comey that lives in a $3 million house, you know, he's a federal civil servant that lives in a $3 million house who's worth tens of millions in payola from his, you know, corporate gigs, So when they rotate him up to be head of the FBI, he's not going to rock the boat. There's no doubt he's somewhere in his past. He's probably done some shady dealings. And this is how they control people. They don't let anybody get near these power positions like attorney general and head of the FBI unless they can control them, unless they know there's some shady dealings with the Swiss bank accounts, with the Swiss banks that they can always pull out and ruin these men.
I agree. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. It is undoubted there is a quiet internal civil war. The globalists openly run the country. We're openly under TPP and foreign deals. World governments admitted the criminality's never been more naked. So when I say Pyrrhic victory, you know, win the battle, lose the war, clearly they must go to total totalitarianism now, suppress the press and everything. That's their only hope. And they're showing they're willing to steal, they're willing to kill, they're willing to engage in crimes, they're willing to take money from foreign governments. I mean, this on a metric is the most corrupt, undoubtedly, we've ever seen probably in world history anywhere, because there's so much transparency because of WikiLeaks.
Right. And we have Hillary Clinton. The Clinton crime family has made at least $150 million personal money from no visible means of support, no honest income. Yet the FBI and the DOJ are just actively engaged in a cover-up.
And by the way, that's what we know of. There's billions reportedly in the Swiss bank account.
That's what we know
of. So here's my question. Setting that up, what comes out of this? Because it seems like real momentum on the ground, we're 10 to 1 kicking their butt, but they've got all the control positions. So like you said, they're already figuratively but now literally moving into their armored redoubts. Most of the big billionaires are leaving Israel. They're leaving the U.S. They're leaving other areas and going to New Zealand and other armored fortresses as if it's the end of the world. So I see their retreat as a symbol of just how weak they are.
Well, they're weak, but this is like a cornered weasel. They're very dangerous. You know, try to pull that weasel out of his corner back in the cage. You're going to get bitten. These guys are primarily atheists that are just power hungry, you know, power mad people like George Soros. George Soros doesn't have a dynasty to fall back on. There's no George Soros son, who's like a 25-year-old playboy, you know, a wastrel. There's no George Soros to come.
I was about to say he is a wastrel. He looks like a lobotomized.
When George Soros dies, as far as he's concerned, the universe ends. He's a megalomaniac of the age. Both Clintons and Obama, they're sort of like junior George Soroses, but their entire identity is wrapped up in themselves. They will burn the whole building down if they see themselves about to go to prison.
And that's what's moved the Russians and others into an apocalyptic stance right now. And our own FBI says, quote, literally, she's the Antichrist. People say, what do you mean? They go, she acts like Linda Blair. I was told that.
Yeah, they are.
I was told that months ago, and people said, oh, he's making that up. Now they're in The Guardian saying, no, she acts like Linda Blair.
And thanks to WikiLeaks, we now know about the satanic rituals, the finger cutting and all the bodily fluids and these satanic rituals. These people are very diabolical at the top. And if they are, if Trump wins by, say, a landslide, indisputable, just for example, and they have to be prepared for that. There's no way they can finagle it.
That was my next question. What are the scenarios you see? Let's walk through them.
Well, if they face prison, they face dying in prison. They're not young. The Clintons face dying in prison. They will do anything. And I think that what they'll do is false flag attacks. But we're very fortunate. I compare this to World War II Europe in 1945. Imagine you're a German Panzer Division commander. The Allies have got the United States Air Force doing daylight strategic bombing. The British are doing nighttime area city bombing. P-51 Mustangs and bands are roaming up and down the railroads, tearing everything up with rockets and 50 calibers. There's nowhere you can move without being fired at. So we are for the first time, we have an actual counterattack, a counter coup going on with Project Veritas. O'Keefe, he's like the P-51 Mustangs, rocketing the rails. You've got Judicial Watch, slow, methodical war in the trenches with the FOIA Act. Then you've got dragging important documents out, and you've got WikiLeaks. So we're exposing them, and when they're exposed, they can't move.
I was about to say, Julian Assange is like the B-17's bombing.
Yes, and people like whoever the WikiLeakers are, I happen to think they're inside the FBI. I happen to think that they're actual honorable special
agents. Well, that's actually now known. I mean, that was leaked about 6 months ago by Benny, but it's now confirmed.
But for the first time that I can remember, in the last 2 weeks of a really critical election, we have some weapons. So the Bob Cramer types are the ones that would be organizing the false flag attacks. You know, he's the dirty tricks man. He's the wet ops man. Well, he's got his head down. He's like out of the country.
I was about to say, and they know that most of the FBI, most of the law enforcement aren't perfect, but they don't want to destroy the country. They're now watching. They're looking for false flags. They're now aware. It's new ballgame.
And they're because of WikiLeaks, now they're afraid to communicate. So imagine you're the Germans and
we've now broken their code. They know it. So we now have it.
And if they get on the radio, they're going to get a rocket right up the butt. So they're right now back on their heels. I still expect some kind of a false flag attack. It won't help them if there's a jihad terror attack. That will help Trump. It will own, and even BLM riots won't help them. The only thing that's going to help them is something like a Charleston shooting. So I would look for some, you know, lunatic waving a Confederate flag to shoot up.
I agree. Or some mental patient they release that, you know, goes into their black church, like you said, or another, you know, God forbid, something like we saw with Sandy Hook.
And fortunately, because of Project Veritas, we know their game plan. We know how they run this. So they've got to be a little bit more careful. And CNN, meanwhile, is making themselves a laughingstock. You know, Andrea Mitchell, she was caught 2 weeks ago on an airplane where Hillary Clinton's press secretary
handed the questions,
handing her the questions. And it's on film. Will you ever see that on the mainstream media? No, I think they should have that in constant rotation. This is right on.
And by the way, we have the WikiLeaks where they're giving the questions. Donna Brazile twice, just that we caught her. She's caught lying about it, has to resign. And you've got them also feeding the questions from the White House and Hillary both directly on how to attack Trump. It's total lockstep fusion.
Donna Brazile is a great example. I just saw a clipping of an old newspaper thing on the internet. She was fired from the Dukakis campaign for lying about a George Bush Sr. Affair. And she's been revived within the Democrat Party, rising to the head of the DNC. She has, for the last few weeks, been just saying, oh, I'm not talking about that Russian propaganda. That when she's finally busted with more and more feeding debate questions, now she's saying, basically, screw you, I'm proud to lie for the good guys, the Democrats. You know, she's basically saying, I'm not ashamed at all. We'll do whatever it takes. Well, I think that Donna Brazile proud liar attitude is endemic throughout the mainstream media.
I was about to say, why do we see Gruber and then on Charlie Rose and all these shows laughing and saying, thank God the public's dumb. We really ripped them off. Ha, ha, ha.
They're proud of it.
I mean, they're in the WikiLeaks, they talk about making Americans poor and smacking their lips. It's like these are villains out of a cartoon.
They are. And I hope that there's enough of us to wake up because demographically, we're doomed. If they keep the borders wide open for another election cycle, if they get another couple Ruth Bader Ginsburgs on the Supreme Court, then the only way back will be a shooting civil war. And a shooting civil war today won't be a clean north-south thing, like a war in northern Virginia with Richmond, a line around Richmond. It's going to be more like bloody Kansas or Missouri, you know, with Quantrill and the red legs, and you know it'll be a war of assassinations, IEDs. It's going to be a really nasty.
It's going to be the war of the death squads.
Yeah, and it's or like Argentina in the 70s with people being taken out on helicopters and thrown out in the ocean. You know, it's going to be that kind of a war. But I think that our military, unlike say the Argentina military, we take an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And most of the FBI agents, except for the more recent hires that are primarily social justice warriors, you have to bear in mind they've only been hiring social justice warriors for the last 8 years only. So the rank and file young hires are down with destroying the Constitution.
And social justice warriors can be deprogrammed very quickly living in the real world.
And they can also be deprogrammed by the old guys that are still there within the FBI. So the FBI right now, I think, is our front line. The Department of Justice, it's lost, but we know who the stooges are. And once Trump is elected, I mean, hopefully, imagine Attorney General Rudy Giuliani going after these
Matt
people.
Matt Bracken, thank you. Please join us again in the next few days.
Thanks.
We track the
aftermath.
We're going to set you up right now. We got Ron Paul coming up, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Thank you, Mr. Bracken. Powerful info. We're into the election day. It's November 8th. Can't believe it's here. I'm Alex Jones. Pray for this nation. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101 night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Not bragging, folks. It's fact. As of broadcast today, 18 million people.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command.
18 million people.
In the heart of the resistance.
Have watched on our video stream since yesterday.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
You're listening.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And it's not that I'm that good. It's that people are that hungry for freedom. A very humble man is about to join us. Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, the modern progenitor of the modern liberty movement that Donald Trump is driving right now and in control of. He always says, not about me, I'm just a focal point of this. And he was known as Dr. No, because he would never vote on things that weren't 100% constitutional. And I respect that. But there's a paradox here, and we'll talk to him in one moment, and then get into the whole waterfront, where we go after this election, and the great work that he and his son and others are doing at Campaign for Liberty. But there is a paradox. When the whole establishment's against Donald Trump, we know he's not perfect. God, far from it. I wish he had Ron Paul's brain. but obviously the system doesn't want him. So it's a major move against them. And I just want to get his view on that out of the gates here in just a moment. And I just love what they're doing with multimedia and all the stuff they've launched. That's the future. 18 million people just on our streams on Facebook and YouTube, just since yesterday, 18 million people. Folks, I want to have 100 million by tomorrow. Imagine how that you throw that in the face of CNN. They're having peak ratings right now, even though they've been plunging kind of a dead cat bounce. They're only getting about a million people watching an hour. They're a joke, people. Again, it's not that we're that good, they're that bad. So this is a referendum on the establishment, and it's got to feel good to Ron Paul. I'm going to talk to him here in just one moment. What a lonely guy, 20-something years ago, couldn't get one co-sponsored audit the Fed. Now it's a household word. People know it's the enemy. They understand it. So what an American hero we're about to talk to. Briefly, Buckley Hammond, about 6 months in the making. We have the free app, Infowars.com/app, the audio, the video feeds, the free podcast, all of it's on there. But we now are launching. You're going to be back in the next hour to talk about it more. On Election Day, you are now launching the paid app so people can actually support the broadcast. And it's revolutionary because all of our reporters will do live feeds just to the app. I'll do special reports every day just to the app or die trying. And it'll be archived. Then we're going to add other auxiliary reporters to the app, people we trust around the country to do reports live that are archived. A lot of technology goes into it. It's also got discounts on it where you get to 50% off on many of the items, our best sellers. At cost. So you get the app, it's very inexpensive, and you save the money the first day on items at InfoWarsStore.com, and you're funding the revolution of liberty. So briefly, because I want to get to Dr. Paul, who we just got on the Skype line here of the satellite. Briefly, get into that new app, Buckley, how folks get it.
Absolutely. As everybody knows here at InfoWars, we are on the front lines of the information war. And as anybody can tell, the mainstream media has been completely in the bag for the globalists. And so we're doing everything that we can. We're adding all the weapons to our arsenals that are possible that are out there. And what we've developed is a brand new app. It's called InfoWars Prime. It's available on iOS and also Android phones. And essentially what it is it's an insider look behind the scenes to everything that happens here at InfoWars, and also direct deep discounts that are available only on this app. And right now, for a limited time, we have an introductory subscription rate of only $4.49 a month. That's $44.99 a year. That's half off the standard rate. And the app will pay for itself with the unprecedented exclusive deals available only in the app. So go look for InfoWars Prime on either the iTunes Store or the Android Store and download this app, sign up for the subscription, and you will see lots of behind-the-scenes videos from Alex Jones, myself, all the reporters, and on-the-scenes videos. And
there are going to be dozens and dozens and dozens of things a day. We're going to put so much energy into this. This is going to be gigantic. It's going to be it's a YouTube for us, okay? It's really a YouTube for live streaming and archives, and it's just as good as YouTube, and it's our own platform. It is the future. A lot of work went into this. It's a game changer. $4.95 a month. Infowars.com/app. Download the free app, and right there on the free app, you can sign up and pay $4.95 a month and get the upgraded app. Buckley, we will talk to you again soon. By the way, you've been spearheading this for a year in development. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, he's only with us for 20 minutes till the end of the hour. Former Congressman Ron Paul, I already introduced him, the Omnibudsman of Liberty. Dr. No, the guy that never compromised with tyranny. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Alex.
I can ask a lot of questions, but just out of the gates, what do you think of this election?
I think it's chaos. I think it's a reflection of where we are economically speaking, where we are monetarily speaking, where we are on our foreign policy. Totally chaotic. The people are angry and upset, but I don't think they've quite figured out exactly where the problem is. They don't think in philosophic terms. They think in political terms. The problem is not political. The political chicanery that goes on is a reflection of bad philosophy. Whether it comes to economic policies, this whole idea of Keynesian economics, it's a failure just as socialism has failed. Our system has failed, and people don't quite see it that way. Inflationism has failed. The central banking ideas have failed, and the foreign intervention has failed. And yet they still think of details of, well, maybe we need a better manager. Maybe we ought to do it this way, that way. We shouldn't go into this country. We should go into this other country. We shouldn't spend so much money here. No, they missed the whole point. That what we need is an understanding of what true liberty is all about and why that's an individual matter. It's not collective. And quite frankly, I spend my time talking to young people because I think that's what we need. We need an educated new generation that will be more intense on relying on liberty rather than relying on the political process where they're trying to get one advantage over another.
Do you have any predictions for this election that we're now in?
Well, my prediction is that not a whole lot is going to change. I think the momentum is so great. There's a lot of good intentions out there. But I think that the spending is going to continue. I think the printing of money is going to continue. The deficits are going to continue. I've become cynical over the many decades I've been involved. I mean, even if you go back to the Ronald Reagan era, I was so excited about that. I was a supporter of his in 1976. And yet, when he was in, the debt went up, the spending went up. And, when the Congress finally was controlled by Republicans and the Senate and the presidency, guess what? We spent more money than the Democrats.
That's right.
I'm rather cynical about the whole thing. The momentum is great. And as much as we look toward, and I certainly do look toward the positive side of the people waking up, there's a lot of people out there that want government. And I think the result of this election will be that probably 90-some% of the members of Congress are going to be reelected. You know, it's going to be pretty much the status quo. And I think we have more work to do in the intellectual sphere, the understanding of economic policy, the understanding of the nature of money, and then that will eventually be reflected in our members of Congress. You mentioned in the introduction that I've done some work on the Federal Reserve, but I worked hard in the Congress, especially when I interviewed the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board on various occasions. But my approach was to reach the people outside of Washington. So it was changing their understanding and their minds. It finally got to the congressmen, and they finally voted for the, you know, at least in the House, they voted to.
Well, sure, we're starting to see reform that seemed impossible. And the reason I go there is this. I know you're a purist. That's why I respect you. And you've always stuck by your guns, and that's the way to do it. But expanding on that, I mean, you've got the best voting record probably anybody, you know, since Thomas Jefferson. But if we expand on that, the incredible awakening, people know about the TPP, they know about globalism, they know about vote rigging, they know about the Federal Reserve. What is it like to watch Trump? And I know he's not perfect, bad on tortures, iPhones, you know, surveillance. He doesn't get a lot of internet stuff. I mean, he admits he's kind of a troglodyte when it comes to technology. But what is it like to see the movement that Barry Goldwater and the Liberty Movement and you grew, the American people grew? Undoubtedly, Trump is a libertarian-style insurrection into the Republican Party. They see it as outside. They're trying to reject it. The libertarians have been taken over by the Democrats and Republicans. They've got Johnson and the other guy, basically endorsing Hillary. That's outrageous. So all I'm saying is not an approval of – I'm not trying to get an endorsement of Trump. I'm saying what is it like for you to see the Liberty Movement basically in the hands of Trump with Breitbart and others, and I think Breitbart are good folks, intending to fight on even if this election's stolen. All I'm saying is coexisting as original patriots, like yourself, how do you see that coexisting with what's happened with Trump?
Well, you admit that he's not perfect, and I'm in the business of trying to present the case for liberty and not water it down. And those who are more involved in politics back and forth, and they say, well, a little watering down, a little acceptance, a little bit of hope, a little bit of prayer. I don't have any gripes with that. But I think you have to be realistic that where are we today under those circumstances? And if you water it down a little bit, you know, I used to say when I was campaigning that, you know, if you talk about food stamps for the rich or the poor, and you say, well, there's people in need, so we have to help them out. But there's only 3% of the people who need help. So let's give help to 3% of the people. You give up 100% of the principles that you're dealing with. So that's why if you water it down a little bit and understand that if you're a political activist and you love this party stuff and you have high hopes, yeah, get people involved. But the only benefit comes from people changing their minds and their understanding. The people's attitudes have to be so sound that they reflect on the members of Congress. I don't think the people in Congress, you know, in hopes that they will change their position a little bit, that all of a sudden the people are going to wake up. Right now, there's too many people. You know, I had a lot of young people that came out during my campaign. But, you know, I was more discouraged by the fact that Bernie Sanders got bigger crowds and he says, I'm a socialist. So I knew, boy, my work is cut out for myself. You know, there's this. So I'm dealing in that area of changing people's minds, because quite frankly, I think that if we have an intellectual discussion between what free market is and socialism, that we can win this. I also work under the impression that getting 51% to vote one way or the other isn't the important thing. You need 8% of the people who are the thought leaders in the country, the people who write the books and write the magazine, and people like you that have an access, you know, to the public. They're the ones who have to understand it. So I'm too discouraged about, you know, nitpicking and changing a thing here, this policy here, this, accept this, this isn't good, a little protectionism doesn't hurt anything.
No, I got it. We've got to change the whole system. We got to change the whole fraudulent system.
Yes.
Ron Paul is our guest.
We've got to change the minds of the people. That's what's happened. And you can only do that one person at a time.
Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. You've got so many great sites, TV shows, radio shows. I hear it all over the radio. I mean, it's wonderful to almost see you freer now that you're not in Congress than you were before to really educate.
Yes, and I feel good about it. That there's still an audience. Most people, when they leave Congress, the Alex Jones of the world, they don't call you up anymore. But still, there are people that are interested, and I am pleased, and I have to admit it, that if they're interested in what I'm saying, you know, the most flattering thing that I had in Washington was I went my own way. I didn't try to think that I could fight with them and change their minds or give great speeches, but I would vote if it happened to be by myself. I would do it in a quiet, steady way. But every once in a while, a member of Congress would come up and sit down beside me, because I'd all be by myself voting, and he would say, "Why do you do that?" Which was a sincere question. So one person at a time like that, and a few of them change their ways, and they become much more interested in...
Well, that's the point. You did something with no support. You did something with no support in Congress, and really changed the paradigm to a great extent, to at least have a national debate. And that's why, you know, I model myself just historically off seeing what you and others have done. With the wind blowing in your face, over time, you end up turning the tables. And getting back to Trump, because it's obviously the big phenomenon, the election right now, the biggest reason I've supported him is so that I could also sit there and point out things that were wrong. And I've seen Trump actually change when he sees something is wrong, if it's actually genuine and not from the establishment. But obviously, looking at Trump, because obviously people want to know what Ron Paul thinks about this, the entire establishment, the communist Chinese, the socialist Pope, the Mexican presidents, all the big corrupt combines, the Republican Party machinery that has attacked you and tried to destroy you. I mean, you know a man by his enemies, and Dr. Paul, Trump has the same enemies you had, the same enemies I have, and they are so opposed to him. I think that's undoubtable. So what do you think of that, and what do you think that signifies?
Well, I think what you're doing is fine and dandy, and you make those points, and you can make inroads, but my approach has been different. I take it out of the personalities. I never wanted, I bet you can't find anything I've ever said on the House floor about, the President of the United States is a bum. Or are saying the Democrats are, the fall, and it's all the fall of the Democrats. No, I'm always going to be talking about changing people's minds about why printing money is lousy, why fighting wars overseas is bad, and not...
No, I got it. You are a gentleman who is reaching out to people trying to change them, and Trump is more of a bull in a China cabinet.
I think that's the case, and hopefully that there's room for both ways of changing things. Because, I sort of enjoy the idea, though I never became a Trump supporter. I enjoyed the idea that right now we're winning on some of these issues. One is that it's a little bit more popular to challenge political correctness than it was a few years ago. And I think the American people are waking up. They're so sick and tired of that.
Bingo, bingo. That's what I'm saying, Dr. Paul. Is that Trump has taken what you built and others built and we built, and magnified it. There's some imperfections there, but I think I just heard you right. You said I'm kind of a Trump supporter on the fact that he's made it okay to have free speech and stand up against the bullying of the PC crowd.
Okay, well, no, I'm glad that has happened, but I see it in a different sense, because I use it in a different fashion. I would say, well, who uses which bathroom is a private property issue. We need to deal with the issue of privacy. Why do governments own these things? Why in the world would we be talking about this? Because people can't walk into our houses and decide who's
yeah, why is the government involved? Yeah. Businesses should have whatever they want. You want to have the same sex?
You want to have them separate? I want them to use the total principle of freedom, property rights, voluntary contracts, non-aggression principle. I want to always emphasize the philosophic underpinnings of what we're talking about. And you're dealing, you know, with sure. one of the specifics, and you will go a certain way politically. But I've lost any enthusiasm for thinking that, you know, if we get a few more people in Congress, next year we're going to have a balanced budget. No, that's not going to happen. I never really believed it. Never went there with the intention. Went there as a surprise because I didn't think anybody would vote for me if I took this position of you know, saying that government should be very, very small.
Sure. You know Nigel Farage.
You take on everybody.
You know who Nigel Farage
yes,
is of UKIP.
Yes, I know him well. Sure.
And he said on air before that your work inspired him 20-something years ago, and that when a lot of folks he would go speak to in England back when their party was tiny were listeners of yours and listeners of mine. So all I'm saying is it's got to feel good to know that you've affected elections in Europe, that the libertarian ideas, the Von Mises Institute that you've been quarterbacking are having big effects. All I'm saying is Trump is basically, at his core, adopting all of that. I don't think he's so much political as he is just kind of, you know, like a, you know, promoter where he agrees with, you know, a lot of folks he's around and says nice things to crowds he's with. But at his core, I know he really respects you. He's told me that personally. He said it in public. And I'm sad that, you know, Rand and he got in fights and things, but both people did things that were probably not too good. But that happens in the political campaign. All I'm saying is if a Donald Trump got elected and you had a free hand, would you be an advisor? Would you be the head of the Treasury? Or are you done?
Well, no, he's not going to, because I'm dealing on a different level. I'm dealing in the theoretical and the philosophic, and I don't think he's there. He picks up bits and pieces, and he uses it, and when it seems to be beneficial, yes, he'll use it. I mean, if somebody asks me a question, I'm not going to turn them down. But just as, you know, I was pleased when I got one or two or three members of Congress ask me a serious question.
Okay, well, I know for a fact.
You know, I didn't have the John Boehners of the world come and say, Ron, I think what we need sure. is for you to be, you know, chairman of the committee. No, they had to work very hard to keep me ever from getting any.
No, but with Trump, it's different. Because what I'm telling you is I know now the inside baseball. Before he and Rand got in all those spats, he was looking at Rand as a VP, and I know for a fact he respects you and was wanting to talk to you about economic policy. So, I mean, and it's not patronizing. I'm telling you, you know, that Donald Trump really, really, really thinks you know what you're talking about. And I get he's wrong on interest rates and things. You know, he's saying keep them low. I think we have to say they should go up. I mean, obviously, the point is he's open to it. He really wants to make the country successful. He understands we have unfair trade deals. And I think that's why the elite are against him, is he's not out to get the people. He wants prosperity. Now, Ron Paul wants prosperity,
yeah,
too.
But that's not where I am. I'm trying to change attitudes that would support him to do the right things rather than me saying, well, if I support Trump or say this and this and sort it all out, that's a political thing. What I want to do is go out and get people to understand, you know, exactly the philosophy behind it and why you have to reject the authoritarianism of a government. And so when he's right on those issues, he's going to have more support. It would be much more valuable for him to have support of tens of thousands of people that may have been educated.
No, I get it. You're not about the political. You're all about the right philosophical economic move.
Matter of fact, I think it's 90% of everything that we do. And I was in politics, but I was in politics for participating in the educational opportunity. That's also, Alex, the reason why I have a homeschooling organization. Nobody knows a whole lot.
I was going to bring that up next. Take our children out of the system. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, and Gary North and Tom Woods helped me start this, and they have a fantastic thing going. And quite frankly, it's not gigantic. It's we don't have the numbers that you have, but systematically, more and more, the public school system is terrible. And this whole thing of political correctness, it's all in the public system. So I think more and more people, I think if we lose our rights to property rights to have our private school system,
I agree.
I mean, then we're in real trouble. But as long as we have that, and more people are going to come because people are sick of the government school system. So So that's where I'm optimistic. And some people have told me that's probably one of the most positive things that I'm doing at this
point. Well, by the way, you say your own homeschooling
philosophy.
Sure, your own homeschooling deal has got a lot of people signed up to it, but the homeschooling movement itself is exploding. Folks can find out more at RonPaulLibertyReport.com. Let me ask you this then. What is your gut on this election? I mean, he's ahead in battleground states. They keep oversampling Democrats 10, 15, 20 points. They've been caught in WikiLeaks, fixing polls, getting questions beforehand, rigging things. We know a lot of hanky-panky happened to you when you'd be winning in New Hampshire and places. I mean, what's your gut about the election tell you?
Well, I haven't relied on my gut too much.
sure, what's the analysis?
I look at the financial markets, and unfortunately, the financial markets this last couple of days went against Trump. Because, you know, the way they were responding, they thought, oh, Hillary won something. So therefore, and what is so sad is that because it was interpreted, Hillary won something with the director of the FBI coming out, that the markets, which are supposed to be free markets and capitalism, they responded with glee. The stock market skyrocketed nearly 400 points. That, to me, is a sad state of affairs.
Well, that shows the control. But now there's some jitters. Now there's some jitters is my point. So you're thinking of Hillary win.
Well, right now, I'm saying the markets think that. I think that right now, I'm not predicting. I'm not betting any money. I did a program today on my program that said, the momentum, I just try to describe where the momentum is after this election is over, and I didn't pick a winner, that we are still going to spend more money. We're going to get bigger government. Taxes will not go down. The troops won't be.
No. I agree, but the awakening momentum. But the awakening momentum has never been bigger. So let me ask you this in closing then. Dr. Ron Paul's our guest. Looking at this, I mean, just looking at Hillary, she's so bad. She's so evil. She wants war with Russia. I mean, just for world peace, isn't it positive that Trump doesn't want war with Russia and doesn't want to back radical Islam?
Yeah, but I don't want to get into a debate on this. I would concede that, but then I could throw out something else where he might be more likely to cause trouble. But I don't want to get into that. That's back into the personality and bickering between, you know, political factions, and I think elections are phony. I think you might not agree with this one, but just think, you know, the establishment, the deep state, they've controlled these elections. We control them overseas. They control them here, too. So whether you had a Romney or Obama, you know darn well the policies weren't going to change. You're hopeful. You're keeping your fingers crossed. I hope you're right. I hope things, you know, if a Trump would win, that things would be better. But
no, Dr. Paul, this is why I respect you.
Very, very deep.
You're always honest. No, I agree with you. I came in this morning and I said, they're preparing everyone for a Trump loss, even though he's winning. I said to the crew, I said the deep state doesn't want him, and that's why he's good. He's not a Ron Paul, but a Ron Paul's not a Donald Trump. You both have different, you know, attributes. I wish you would become president. I wish he would, and we'll see. But you're right. This election's staged, and they've rigged the whole deal, and I think Donald Trump's right then. You just said it to say it's rigged. Is Donald Trump right on that?
Well, it's been rigged for a long time. My first election was in 1976, and I lost by 100 votes on election
night. And it came out with fraud.
Contest, and we found 1,350 votes of absolutely fraudulent votes. We won in the courts until it got to the Supreme Court of Texas, and then we won there. And then the next day, they threw out one judge and said there was something wrong with him, had a new election. And, of course, we lost the court contest, too. But that's way back then.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're saying the system's been rigged for a long time, and you think it's rigged against Trump because the establishment clearly wants Hillary.
I don't have any evidence of who gets rigging or whatnot, but I just think that I think because what I have to say will be more of a challenge to you, because I think that some of the policies that Trump has supports may be there because he's been told he has to take certain positions.
Wow. All right. As you say, it might be political. Dr. Paul, thank you for the time. Amazing interview. We look forward to speaking to you again soon. Wow. Power. That was the best ever. They should get better and better. All right. We're coming back in the next hour. Gerald Celente and more. Thank you, Dr. Paul. That was amazing. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word. Spread the feed. InfoWars.com.